we began to make the argument immediately, publicly, that while we understood that it was a challenge to manage through difficult budget times, that's something as central to the overall protection of our coastline, of our people who live here, the economies that are necessary, just simply shouldn't be cut.
And why has the CPRA been shielded in the past from cuts?
Well, I'm not sure cuts have been quite as dramatic as they're proposing now, so that's part of it. Part of it is some of their revenue is constitutionally protected, which is a decision obviously the people of the state made. And finally, I think it has been seen as a priority. This has been growing as a really important piece of what the state has to do in order to be able to be successful over time. And so it's something that has, I think, survived based on merit so far.
What do the cuts mean in financial terms? What's the amount? When will they start to happen?
So my understanding is there's about a little less than $1.5 million that will happen this year. And as has been explained so far to us, those are administrative reductions, some of which apparently were almost double counted in the original budget, so that won't be any effect at all. And the other was just slowing down a transition into an accounting system at the state level, not programmatic cuts, but something that just affects some of the administrative processes. So have to be careful about that. People need to both be able to do the work, and the work needs to be well managed, so you can't just go around cutting administrative without having some impact over time. But it sounds like in the near term, for this mid-year cut, that's something that can be managed effectively, partly because it removes some double counting that good to remove anyway, but it's not going to be programmatic. And if the commitment holds that reductions won't occur next fiscal year, then we won't have impacts that could affect the operations of the coastal work.
The state doesn't fund this on its own. There's a lot of other funders out there. How does this impact how they view that investment?
Well, that's a very good question. We have to be really careful here. It's essential that we have the relationships, the resources, the partnerships across the board, locally, regionally, nationally, in order to get this work done over time. And if those who would prefer to spend money elsewhere at the federal level can point to Louisiana and say, well, they're not even committed to their own survival. And some people will say that kind of thing. I mean, as frustrating as you can hear those arguments, and they certainly make me, but in fact, we have to be thoughtful about that. We have to continue to demonstrate, as we have now for some time, the commitment that the state has to really getting this work done. And when somebody can see a hesitation on that commitment, they will use it against us. We have to be smart about that.
I'm speaking with Steve Cochran. He's the director for the Environmental Defense Fund's Mississippi River Delta Restoration Project. One of the proposed cuts that the CPRA were talking about is financial assistance to local levee authorities that might be reduced or halted in some way. How would that impact what's already happening or proposed?
You know, in Louisiana, we do two things, and they are the same thing. They might be slightly different projects, but it's the same thing. We do protection and we do restoration. Those two things work hand in hand. So where you have a levee, you need wetland out in front of it, so it's not just the levee against the water. And so anything that's going to end up affecting locals' ability to do the flood protection work that they do is ultimately not a good thing, obviously, for the citizens there, but affects the relationship between protection and restoration as well.
And I know there's a lot of environmental organizations that are concerned and have voiced their opinion on this. What have you heard in terms of just voters, people here who live in Louisiana? What's coming out of their mouths? What are they saying?
It's very encouraging when you look at public opinion polls, you talk to people. If you look at the numbers, you almost, particularly in a sort of a polarized environment that we have in the country today, you don't get 80% of people to agree with anything, ever. And if you poll Louisiana, that's the kind of number you get about coastal restoration. Whether it's North Louisiana or South Louisiana, people understand this is important.
I've been speaking with Steve Cochran, the director for the Environmental Defense Fund's Mississippi River Delta Restoration Project. Thanks so much, Steve.
Thank you.